Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germain. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made well, and took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. After Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the son of Zacharias the priest, and was tempted in the wilderness, Jesus had returned to Galilee. At the time of the Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He drove the merchants out of the temple and did signs and miracles. Jesus stayed in Judea preaching and teaching, with his disciples baptizing. Jesus left Judea in approximately December, going north through Samaria to Galilee. In Galilee, Jesus preached, taught, called disciples, and healed the sick. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. So Jesus went up to Jerusalem again. North of the Temple Mount is the pool called Bethesda. Among a great multitude of sick people was a man who had been sick 38 years. Jesus knew that he had been sick for a long time. Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The man did not know Jesus. He wanted someone to put him into the pool of water. Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." The man was immediately made well by Jesus. He took up his bed and walked. He obeyed Jesus. And that day was the Sabbath. The man himself certainly knew that he had been healed after 38 years of sickness. The religious leaders said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" The religious leaders did not thank God that a great miracle had blessed this man. He had been healed after suffering for 38 years. that now he could walk again. They ignored the great miracle. They thought that it was not lawful for him to carry his bed on the Sabbath. The religious leaders wanted to know who had told the man to take up his bed and walk. But the man did not know who Jesus was. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." Evidently, the man's sin of his youth had brought the sickness upon him. That is sometimes the case. There are sins that bring on sickness. For example, drunkenness, fornication, sodomy. The man who had been healed had gone to the temple of God. Yes, he had much to thank God for and to praise God. We also need to thank God and to praise Him. When the man left the temple, he told the religious leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. These religious leaders persecuted Jesus because he did these things on the Sabbath. Notice the great mistake, the inconsistency. They knew and admitted that Jesus had healed the man who had been sick for 38 years, who now could walk. But they failed to conclude that this showed that the power of God was in Jesus, and he had the authority of God. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Matthew chapter 12, verse 8. One time Jesus was asked, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" Then he said to them, "What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value, then, is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Matthew chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. One time the Lord Jesus answered the ruler of a synagogue, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox and his donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it?" Luke chapter 13, verse 15. Listen also to Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. "And he," Jesus, "said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath.'" Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. Yes, Jesus had healed the man who had been sick for 38 years and was lying by the pool of Bethesda. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Yes, these religious leaders understood the main conclusion that the miracles of Jesus showed that he is the Son of God. But instead of believing in him and obeying him, they sought to kill him. How tragic for them. Oh, what they missed. They should have known that God had foretold the coming of his Son in the second Psalm. They knew that Messiah had been prophesied in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. They knew that God had told Moses the prophet would come who would give the word of God, which would be required of all. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. Yes, the healing of the sick man on the Sabbath brought the religious leaders in Jerusalem face to face with the authority, the power of the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the King. Yes, he said that God was his Father. True, Jesus Messiah is deity. He is the Son of God. The religious leaders in Jerusalem came to the right conclusion, but refused to believe in spite of the facts before them. They sought to kill him rather than to obey. As taught in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 18, the fifth book of Moses. This evil reaction shows us today that Jesus did indeed heal the sick man on the Sabbath. Now the big question is, will you believe in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God, the King? Or will you also reject the clear evidence before you? Jesus said, "Do you want to be made well? My friend, do you want your guilt taken away? Do you want the forgiveness of your sins? Do you want the gift of eternal life, a home in the new heavenly Jerusalem? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. Yes, in accordance with Isaiah chapter 53, Jesus Messiah is the only one who has died for our sins. He was buried. He rose the third day according to the Scriptures. Will you turn away from your sins? Will you repent? Jesus said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." You can repent now. Turn away from sin and turn to Jesus Messiah, the Son of God. You should confess your faith in Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, our Lord and our King. Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Then you can be born again of water and the Spirit. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. Repent, and let every one of you be immersed, baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then you will be in the kingdom of Messiah, the kingdom of God, the eternal kingdom. You can then live a victorious life of service in his kingdom, a fruitful life. And the new heavenly Jerusalem will be your eternal home. Amen. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still stormed Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe in the words of the Bible, how he made the poor blind man to see. I believe that the deaf ears were opened, and I believe he's made a difference in me.